You're listening to 10 Minutes of Rambling, the podcast for people who like ASMR stuff and can't fall asleep. All music is by Jason Shaw on audionautics.com. Life partners, coffee, and audiobooks. Hi. Hello again. And I say again because you are an old fan, and you really love this. I can almost hear you clapping, but don't clap because this is a calm time. Calm, nice time, right? So do you read books? I'm just curious. Do you read books? I mean, especially if you're trying to fall asleep, you might read books. And if you're one of these ASMR people, maybe you like, shh, and you turn the page and you're like, oh. And you read, and then you go, shh, and you go, oh. Because remember, ASMR is non-sexual. I just want to affirm that. Oh. But when I say, do you read books, and you respond yes, or you think yes, and the endorphins squirt out of your brain because you pat yourself on the back and say, yeah, of course I do. I'm a well-read person. I just read a book last week. And then I say to you, I use the word read, which you use your eyes for. I didn't say you listened to a book, because that's cheating. You realize that, right? You realize that if I write a book on how to disarm a number of different bombs, and then I take the book away and then I send you off to go disarm these bombs, I would put my money on the person who read the book doing the bomb disarming correctly. Not the person who listened to it. Because the person who listened to it was like, oh, yeah, that's an interesting, sure. I'm going to take this phone call. And I think it's great when there's an audiobook. You know, some people in this room with me right now may have actually wasted a massive amount of time recording an audiobook. Something like 9 hours and 35 minutes, perhaps. Completely wasted of their life. But I'm not dissing audiobooks. In fact, I think the statistics are that a lot, which is an interesting statistic because it's not a number, they really like audiobooks. But you can't use the word read. I'm really, really sorry. If someone says, did you read that book? You're going to have to say, no, I'm sorry. I didn't read it. I can't focus long enough to read. I have fooled myself into thinking that I'm such a busy person, I couldn't possibly be tasked with sitting down and reading for a while, and then using a handy-dandy bookmark to shove in between the pages I stopped on, and then maybe tomorrow I'll start up the book again. Nope. So, now you know that. And in keeping with a warning that I actually gave a few episodes ago, and an apology, I am not going to make this as informative as I almost did just now. I apologize for that. I think apologizing is good. It's important to say you're sorry, not only when you're sorry, but really when you want the other person to just be quiet or go away, especially people who are, let's say, agitated, which is a really cool word, agitate. Even the word sounds like you're shaking up a bottle, doesn't it? Right? Like if someone said, here's a bottle of something, you should drink this, but all the stuff is settled on the bottom, so shake it up. It sounds like they want you to shake your butt. You know, shake it up. Really? Like just the status quo? What do you want me to do? I want you to agitate it. Just agitate it. And then you're like, chuk, 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 and you're just doing that for like an hour. Like you're a washing machine. That's cool. And that's, we should use that word more. Agitate. Agitated. I've become agitated. Really? I don't think you have. I don't think you've become agitated. I just think you're upset because you couldn't finish your book because you had to listen to it. You couldn't just sit down and read it like a normal person and enjoy a cup of coffee. Ooh. Do you ever go to bed? And when your head hits the pillow, you think, I can't wait for that coffee tomorrow. Yeah, me too. I love that. And for some people, it's the same thing, but they just replace the word coffee with heroin, you know, or whatever, which is fine. You do you, girl. You do you, girl. Let's get rid of that comma. You do you, girl. I'm perfectly accepting of people who do whatever chemicals and drugs they want, you know? If it destroys your life, just make sure you don't destroy someone else's in the process. But feel free to destroy yours. And you really can destroy your life with coffee if you really want to. Or the toilet. More likely, you're going to destroy the toilet if you drink too much coffee. So don't. And I know tomorrow it's just beckoning to you. Oh, you get up and you're groggy and you're dragging your feet and you turn on whatever coffee contraption you have. Perhaps you're just somebody who lives alone and they're lazy. So then you press one button and it makes one delicious, inefficient coffee cup at a time. And it's wonderful. Or you're somebody who's pretentious. And then you boil the water and you pour it into a press pot, which makes fantastic coffee. Let's be realistic. How could it not make fantastic coffee when it's swirling around and it's got no filters between it and the water? And those little molecules are all bonding. And finally you go, okay, I've had enough. And you just go squish. And you press that little plunger down like you're just setting off just a bunch of dynamite. Kaboom. And in your head you think, kaboom, I'm getting coffee, right? Well, you do now. You're welcome. But if you make it one little tiny cup at a time, that's fine too. You're squirting through a bunch of hot water in a matter of 30 seconds. Of course, it picks up a tremendous amount of flavor, right? Why wouldn't it? But either way, coffee is wonderful. It's addictive, it's powerful, it's mind-altering. It affects the way that you concentrate or affects the way you don't. It's one of the easiest drugs to get onto. It's one of the quickest drugs to get off of, but the effects can last for months. So let's enjoy some coffee tomorrow, and we can even dream about it tonight. Just drinking that coffee and being alert. Being alert while we dream, which is bizarre, because right now we're not. Right now we're so groggy, we're grogging it up, you know, you and I, just grogging it up. If you're like me, you have a head like a furnace, and it just blasts heat. So you're flipping that pillow left and right, or you're sleeping in front of a fan, and it's doing its darndest to cool off your melon, your 120 degree melon, or 11.5 degrees Celsius, negative, positive. But the fan is doing its best to try to cool off that head. But really what it's doing is blowing hot head air into something that doesn't want it. Perhaps it's your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your husband, or maybe even your life partner. I have a question. If you're a life partner, or you have a life, no, wait, wouldn't you always be a life partner if you have a life partner? Like, would you have a life partner say, hey, this is my life partner, Fred? And then he says, oh yeah, this is my wife. What? Does that work? Does it happen? Well, I guess my question is, you have the longevity of what it is you're doing built into your title. Does that make it last longer? Like, if you married somebody and you said, this is my lifelong husband, Frank, would that cause him to be married to you as long as a life partner would? I'm going to have to look up that statistics. And by I'm going to have to, I mean, I've sort of lost interest already. And I'm wondering more about that delicious coffee of tomorrow, which is different than delicious coffee of tomorrow. Because, you know, we don't know what science can do. You really never know. I mean, that coffee could just be a disc, a little wafer, and you go bloop, and you just plop it into cold water, and it fizzes, and it shoots off of gamma radiation, but not too much. And then your coffee is hot and delicious and infused with coffee elements. And then somebody comes along, and, you know, probably somebody involved in Red Bull, and they add something to it, which, you know, which destroys your heart. because you really should at all costs add, you know, something to get you all hyper. Add that to vodka, because that's the way drinking is designed, right? Because that's what we all want. We want to become hyper, but we don't want to become hyper now. Now is calming time. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. Relax. Relax your heart. Everything's fine. And I will talk to you next time. That was the 10 Minutes of Rambling podcast. If you're asleep, you're not going to hear this, although it may be subliminal. And if that's the case, this will be $50. So please subscribe and send me $50. And I'll see you next time.